Come on!
We off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is the wizard of wiz, if ever a wiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a wiz.
92.1 WGHN, Grand Haven's favorite. I'm Mary Ellen Murphy. This is Good Morning Grand Haven. Good to have you here in the studio. We have experimentor Barbara Lee Van Horzen from the Momentum Center, and we have the development director as well, Michael Cansfield. I haven't had you on the air yet, Michael. I know, I've
this
seen
is
you.
The first time.
Yes.
Although you've been hearing my voice in radio spots for the last month or
I
so.
I love it. I have. I just want to click my heels and say there's no place like home. There's no place like home. Tell us all about this Oz theme Prom with a Purpose 2025.
Well, you've set it up perfectly. Thank you. Yes, this is, I believe, Barbara, it's the ninth prom.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That is definitely possible.
Wow. And it's the biggest event that the Momentum Center puts on every year. It raises both funds and friends, and it's an opportunity for everyone in the community to come together. It's really mission-driven, and Barbara speaks much more passionately about that, so I'll let her take it from there.
All right.
I do think it's important that we recognize that this event is our primary fundraiser of the year, but it's also much more than that. It's a big part of our programming. It's about social integration. And so we bring together people who normally don't spend a lot of time together for a night of dinner and dancing and joy. One thing, though, I want to clarify is that this is not a prom for people with disabilities. There are a number of those in the community, and those are wonderful, and I celebrate
yes,
that.
Yes.
But this is not that. This is a prom for everyone. And this is about everybody interacting with each other and not carving out special populations for this kind of celebration.
Well, yeah, I love this. So over 300 people show up to this. I mean, do you like to, I mean, are you going to put on your boogie shoes and...
Oh, it's most definitely a dancing party.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Our crowd loves to dance. It's an old-fashioned dinner dance prom like maybe you had in high school.
I was stood up at prom.
Oh,
I got a story. I won't share it on the air, but one of these days I'll
save you a dance.
It made me who I was by being stood up at prom. I never went to one high school dance, if that tells you anything. And then I get stood up at prom.
Well, this is your chance for a do-over. You come out and enjoy the prom you never had.
Tell me about how you're going to make it like Oz. Is that with decorations and stuff like that?
Yes, it is most definitely with decor.
Okay.
Much of which has been created and executed by our members.
Oh, okay.
There'll be a wonderful rainbow backdrop for prom photos that Kim Street, our friend from the Grand Haven Tribune, is taking, so you can get your portrait
nice
under the rainbow or over the rainbow, whichever
however
you
want to do it, right?
And our members have created these wonderful Emerald City towers that will be placed around, and you'll really be entering a magical land.
I love that. I just love that. So you get a really nice buffet dinner by Trillium Event Center, desserts by Grand Finale.
Who doesn't like that?
Yeah,
right?
Hello. You have a cash bar, raffle prizes and whatnot. So, prom attire. If you wanted to come maybe the year you graduated high school, I was 1981, so that would have been 80s for me. So you'll see people in all different types of attire, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, you don't have to wear a tux, a powder blue tux, do you?
It's whatever you're comfortable
whatever
with.
Whatever you're in.
You
okay.
don't have to, but you certainly
you
can.
You could. That would make a great photo, wouldn't it?
I did buy a green shirt.
Did you really?
To fit in Ew. With the theme.
I love this. I absolutely love this. How much are tickets, you guys?
It's a very modest ticket price of $40.
That is.
We really work hard to make this accessible to anybody. So we try to keep the price as low as we can because we want people there. We want the interaction. And we raise our money through sponsorships
right.
and through the raffles. But we're really just trying to bring people together to interact with each other, to reduce the stigmas eliminate the stereotypes and recognize that we all build community together.
I love this. And I do, I think spending time at an event like this, it's going to open doors for a lot of people, Barbara.
Absolutely. And I like to mention, too, that if you're not a dancer, you will have so much fun watching the dancers.
I love it.
I've heard a couple of people say, well, you know, I'm just not into dancing. That's not a reason to avoid the prom.
Well, I would
you
agree.
You want to be there.
Yeah, you can cheer dance, too. You know, you can cheer dance. I do that all the time. I do it all the time. This sounds like such a fun event. For people, I don't want to assume everybody knows what the Momentum Center is. There are people moving into this town, in this area, all the time. I get people at least once a week go, oh, I just discovered your radio station. We just moved here. So for people who do not know what the Momentum Center is, this is your chance to tell them.
The Momentum Center is creating a community where every person is fully visible and connected. We do that a couple of ways. We provide social and recreational programs for people with mental illness, addictions, and disabilities, which basically is all of us at one point or another.
Raising
my
hand.
It costs $1 a year to be a member, and you don't need a clinical diagnosis or a referral. And then we address social determinants of mental health through community conversations and cultural immersion experiences.
I wanted to talk about that because I think you're going somewhere in June. Am I right?
I am.
Where are you?
Taking an exploratory trip to Zimbabwe.
Yes.
And there's two purposes for that. One is that Zimbabwe is where Dr. Dixon Chimbandi mm-hmm. came up with the idea of friendship benches, where he started training grandmothers in basic mental health and then put them on benches to talk to people. And it's proven to be effective. It's actually much the model of the Momentum Center, that when you're in community, when you have somebody to talk to, you can eliminate lots of other needs. You can actually reduce your need for expensive clinical interventions. And so I'm going to explore the friendship benches and see what I might be able to bring back, pilot at the Momentum Center, and spread throughout the county. At the same time, since I'm there, it's a fabulous opportunity to explore whether it would be a good destination for a cultural immersion experience. So I'm talking to local people about the culture and what we have to learn from their way of experiencing the world.
Mm. Will you come in to the studio after your trip? I want to hear all about it.
I would love to do that.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I'm excited. I'm excited for you. I often... when I'm having one of those days where I just want to say something online or I'm biting my tongue, I often say, what would Barbara Lee Van Horsen do? It used to be, what would Jackie Kennedy do? Now it's, what would Barbara Lee Van Horsen do?
Hopefully on a good day.
I say both. I say, but yeah, and oh yeah, she'd smile and find some sort of connection and move on. And that's what you do all the time. And I certainly appreciate that. Anything else we need to know about the Momentum Center and Prom with a Purpose?
Well, I'll just remind everyone that it's taking place this Saturday, mm-hmm. May 17th, from 5 to 9 p.m. at the Trillium Event Center, which is on Van Wagner Road in yep. Spring Lake. It's for guests 18 and older. And tickets are available online at momentumcentergh.org/prom. We also have them available at our office, and there will be some available at the event on Saturday.
Wonderful. Now, will you take cash for those tickets or is it credit card?
Cash, credit card.
Wonderful. Okay.
Venmo. Anything you want.
Wonderful.
Not your firstborn.
Oh, no, we don't want that.
Love it. You guys are fun. Thanks for being here. This was fun. It's going to be a fun event. Prom with a Purpose 2025. And the DJ is DJ Eddie of Dance Tracks, and he'll keep the dance floor full. That's his job, right?
He will, absolutely. And he does a fantastic job of it.
Thanks for being here. I love you guys. Appreciate it.
Love you too.
Thank you.